Mike.
Hello, John. First time caller, long time listener.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
When will Tennessee's administration get on their knees and look to me for an answer?
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Make noise. Make more noise to your administration. It is time to rebel. I, God, have your back, Tennessee fans.
This is so uncomfortable.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
God, why are you calling this show?
Because I care. You're good people.
Thank you, God. All these media people keep acting like we're the devil. You know the devil. We're not him.
They're all in Gainesville. Anyway, thanks for the time today. Love the show. Again, longtime listener.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
John Curry is an atheist.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines kicks off with some breaking news.
Hey,
Tennessee basketball pausing activities. I would imagine this means the Charlotte game canceled.
Jack Nabbit.
I would imagine. We haven't got an update on those games yet, but we'll see. 2 days away as we have some positive tests, including Rick Barnes.
Ooh.
Tennessee basketball making the announcement that the Tennessee men's basketball program has paused all team activities following multiple positive COVID-19 tests among its Tier 1 personnel. That consists of coaches, student athletes, team managers, and support staff. The positive test results were detected during COVID-19 surveillance testing, which is conducted 3 times a week in accordance with NCAA and SEC guidelines. The tests that returned as positive were conducted Sunday afternoon, and the program is getting retested today. Head coach Rick Barnes is one of those individuals. He has entered isolation protocol. The basketball program is following SEC local and university public health guidelines to prioritize the health and safety of all student athletes as well as the campus and local community. An update on the status of this week's Volunteer Classic Games will be provided by Tuesday. So we'll find out.
Big couple days for the Rona. Like, we got the health meeting tonight and everything too.
Yeah, I've been waiting on Knoxville to go back under like more strict surveillance, and this will probably
that's
be
what they're voting on. So
I would imagine today will.
That doesn't help. Plowman's in isolation too after being in close contact.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's been close to Fulmer.
Yeah.
Like, keep in mind, Fulmer's got the Rona too. I imagine Fulmer. I mean, I don't know if Fulmer and Barnes are connected or what, but I'd be nervous over there. I mean, all those people are older in age. Rick Barnes is 66. He's in good shape, but you never know.
Never know.
Positive thoughts towards him.
Man, is basketball going to make it? I really don't. The more it goes, I feel like basketball really is not going to make it, especially college basketball. I mean,
well, I saw just yesterday, I mean, Arizona State was like, hey, we're not coming to the Empire Classic, which I guess is one of the preseason things they're supposed to do, because they were set to play Baylor, and I think Baylor's coach tested positive, or at least like wasn't following protocol. Yep. Baylor had something going on where they're just like, you know what, we're not playing them anymore. It kind of makes me think that they probably should have just tried a non-conference to get rid of it and just do a conference bubble type of thing, but or a conference only schedule where you can really lock things down. But who knows?
Not a good start.
I was really excited for basketball, too. Yeah. We'll see. All right, let's get to some other headlines. We'll keep an eye on this developing situation here in Knoxville.
Speaking of COVID, did you guys see what Dabo Swinney had to say after the canceled Florida State game?
Oh, is he going to destroy that program?
He went hard at Florida State. He basically said, COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. So
when they reschedule this, bet your life on the Clemson line, because Clemson's going to drop 90 on them. Dabo's going to be angry.
I mean, I get why he's upset, I guess. It is frustrating, but I mean, should he be saying stuff like this, like it's an excuse and it's not real? I feel like this is not a good look.
I thought it was an excuse, to be honest.
I mean, if I'm Florida State, yeah, like I'm not going to bend over backwards to play this game. We're not going to win. Right. We're just going to get embarrassed. But, like, if you're Dabo, can you really be on your high horse if you practiced a reserve offensive lineman who was symptomatic and then you flew him on a plane? Again, you're a backup lineman that, like, come on, Dabo. Like, you could have easily made him sit out.
Yep.
Just for precautionary reasons. Like, you didn't need your backup lineman. I don't feel like you get to have a problem with the way Florida State handles it whenever you are just that reckless. And, like, the ACC seemed fed up because in their statement they said that Clemson continues to follow the bare minimum of the requirements. Basically, like, they're doing just all they have to do but not going above and beyond and using common sense or trying to help us out here at all. But, like, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, he probably should have came out and said it, but I definitely think, yeah, like John said, you're not bending over backwards to play this game. Florida State was like, you know what? I'm cool with not playing this week, so.
For sure.
Mm. You still can't say this, though, can you? Yeah, I mean, you still, it's just, I feel like this is just such a bad look for Dabo. And like you said, it kind of his own fault a little bit as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. Like you said, game should be rescheduled for later in the season. Clemson probably come out with a little bit of, like you said, a little pissed off. They acted very upset about this whole cancellation of this game. But I think the big thing also, want to see Trevor Lawrence get back out there, get back on the field and everything. He's going to have to miss another week. So see how that goes. Moving to the NFL, we got to talk a little bit more about the Dolphins. We didn't really talk about the Dolphins much. I mean, what's going on here? They benched Tua. It looked like he may have got a little banged up, but all reports are kind of come out that he basically just got benched. Ryan Fitzpatrick came in. He nearly led the comeback until, of course, Fitzpatrick does what Fitzpatrick does, and he throws an interception to end the game. But out. Dolphins, we keep talking about, they're a good team, but this quarterback situation seems a little bit of a mess.
Well, right, their now offensive line's been a little bit of a mess, too. And, like, the one thing the Broncos do have is a good front seven. Like, yep. even with Von Miller out, like, they still can pressure the quarterback. It wasn't like the defense gave up a bunch of points. Like, the Dolphins are going to have to be a team that wins with defense and special teams, and the quarterback probably just needs to manage the game, but they couldn't block for him yesterday. Mm-mm. And then Tua started getting a little banged up, although Flores said that wasn't why he got put out. They probably need to push the ball. I mean, they did need to push the ball down the field more. They were down 10, and Fitzpatrick came in and started moving the ball, but, yeah, just ultimately turned it over.
As he feels like he always does that, right?
He does. Tua will be back in the starting lineup, though.
Yeah, Tua is expected to be the starter. I mean, we kind of selling Miami now, or as this playoff team, is it a year too soon after this kind of loss?
It's a year too soon for them making noise. I won't sell them as being a playoff team, but like in terms of like making a deep run, yeah, like I don't think that'll happen. They're still a year early, but it's good to be a year early and in contention than be a year early and be 4-12. A little breaking news. My goodness, is this ever going to end? The Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, have had multiple positive tests for COVID-19 and is shutting down their facility. Team learned of the positive test last night and has been communicating with the league. Couple things here. Obviously, they just played the Titans.
Yeah.
So something to monitor if you're a Titans fan. And also, like, hey, they have a game on Thursday night.
Yeah. Yikes.
Something to monitor there. The NFL loves those Thanksgiving games. They do huge ratings, but you might have to just move that game to Sunday. Give them, you need the extra days of rest kind of to, or the extra days, I guess, of monitoring maybe to make sure this isn't an outbreak.
Yep. Oof.
The Rona.
Not good.
The Rona pushing for a strong end of the 2020 season.
That would be kind of a bummer, right?
If that game got canceled?
Yeah, because I mean, that's...
I wouldn't really care.
I mean, still the best game on Thanksgiving, other than, Cowboys Washington for the division. But
I'm more focused on them getting the Titans sick.
Yeah, that would be a little concerning.
I look forward to the Steelers crying again if the game has to get moved. Very interesting, though, that the Ravens, very interesting that they have an outbreak as they are trying to maybe be the 8th seed. Very interesting. They want that 8th playoff spot. Very interesting.
A little bit of a ploy there by Harbaugh. Takes the L and then trying to figure out a way around it.
Yeah.
What's going on? We'll see. We'll see what happens there. NFL, you worried about the NFL as things continue to get worse? I mean, we have the whole 8-team thing, so I guess that's kind of something to fall back on, but we kind of talked about that. That's probably not the best move for the NFL either, is it? I mean, having 8 teams, having that extra team get in, I mean... don't know. We'll see what happens. Moving on. You want some NBA news? How about some NBA news?
Yes, please.
The NBA headlines were just swirling. Man, how about all these free agency moves? What move caught your guys' eye? What about Harrell going to the Lakers? I would say that probably was one of the highlights. They also, Marc Gasol and company as well. So
yeah, one of the big takeaways. We'll talk. We can do this NBA segment later. But the one of the big takeaways has just been the Lakers have gotten a lot better.
Yeah, they have. Their bench is pretty good now.
It's not really crazy when you. This is usually what happens, Draven. Like you'll see a super team, quote unquote, get together, and then like it takes a year or two before they start actually like improving the roster. The Lakers just happened to win the championship in year one. Like AD and LeBron were good enough, and the bubble happened, and like. All the teams that were supposed to be able to beat them got knocked out.
Yeah.
But, like, you think back to, like, LeBron's first year in Miami. That team was starting, like, Carlos Arroyo and, you know, Joel Anthony.
Yeah, jeez, yeah.
And it took them, like, you know, there was the next offseason where all of a sudden, like, okay, we're never going to add Shane Battier, and we'll get a couple good pieces. Like, veterans wanting to come. We can use our mid-level exception and stuff and get these players. And then, like, you know, you think year one in Cleveland, back in Cleveland for LeBron, like, you know, he's Matthew Dellavedova was the second best player when they got in the playoffs after. I mean, I know Kyrie and Love got hurt, but, like, they had nobody else on that team. And then, like, eventually they got some better players in year two. That was the year they won the championship.
Mm-hmm. Did trade away your boy JaVale McGee. Did you see JaVale?
My boy. He's not my boy.
JaVale McGee. Not my boy. What about some other key moves? Dwight Howard to the 76ers? Any positive
We'll do a rundown. I mean, it makes me think, I don't know what came first, but the Lakers, you know, Dwight Howard tweeted out, returning to L.A., and then deleted the tweet, and then was like, I'm going to Philadelphia for the same money, which makes me think that, like, the Lakers are like, hey, actually, we're going to make a run for Montrezl Harrell. He wants to play here. Mm-hmm. And then we might can run and get Marc Gasol. I mean, Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee or Marc Gasol and Montrezl Harrell, I feel like. The latter is much, much better. Big upgrades for the Lakers. Any other headlines?
Yeah, let's see. We'll talk about the Texans. You see Texan CEO Cal McNair. A lot of GM discussions here for the Texans. And apparently the CEO, like I said, Cal McNair, he had dinner with Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson talking about the direction of the team. I thought this was interesting. I mean, NBA players seem to have a pretty decent amount of power when it comes to hiring GM. Do you see the same with quarterbacks? I was surprised that Deshaun Watson, he was able to give his input, who he thinks should be GM, and kind of give a little bit of insight.
Who did he say? Who did Deshaun say? Did he have, does he
no,
have
it doesn't. No names were mentioned.
How does he have that he wants to be the GM?
That's what I'm wondering about here, because apparently they sat down at dinner. Deshaun Watson really gave his thoughts.
You don't ever really get a call like that. I mean, NBA players don't get to pick like the GM. They'll get to pick the head coach sometimes.
Yeah,
but not,
they also
not the
had the discussion about the head coach as well.
Now, that wouldn't surprise me if like Deshaun's like, hey, I really like Romeo Crennel. Let's keep him, which I would be surprised if he really liked Romeo Crennel and they kept him. But I wouldn't be like shocked at the franchise quarterback who's been like had his team gutted. It's like, hey, I'll stick around and we'll rebuild this team together. But I really like so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, make sure you go get Eric Bieniemy. I don't care how much money it takes. Like, I need a really good offensive coordinator. That wouldn't surprise me. The GM, I'd just be like, what the hell? What does he know about GMing?
That has to be difficult to hire a GM, right? I mean, all the things that go into it, and then they find these guys from pretty much anywhere, I feel like. I mean, assistants, everything. So, got to be much process. Falcons kind of in a similar boat as well with head coach and GM as well. So, see what happens.
All right. More Rona updates. Headlines. No, not now. Just looking at the Ravens again.
Yeah, so as of now, the game's on, but...
For the Ravens game?
Yeah, as of now, but...
I wonder what happens with Tennessee, though.
Yeah.
Maybe Tennessee-Charlotte is canceled, and then you let VCU and Charlotte play on Thursday, and then Tennessee and VCU may play on Friday.
Yeah.
Although, if you're VCU, you're like, hey, I don't want to be playing off a back-to-back to play Tennessee. But you know, I was really excited for this Tennessee basketball season, and would really like to get some reps in before we play Gonzaga.
Yeah, I think you do need to salvage that Gonzaga game,
though. Which I guess Barnes won't even be headed there, right? I mean, Barnes won't be
most likely at this rate.
He won't be cleared by December 2nd, right? Oh well, stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. the Rona coming through Knoxville. Have we had any updates on Philip Fulmer's condition? He's good, right? Like, we haven't had any rumblings about him.
Is no news good news, or is no news bad news?
I feel like in this situation, no news is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt asked about Tennessee players faking injuries in games. We don't coach that. Come on, man. The jig is up. Like, you don't have to. Like, we see Tyler Barron going down and then smiling on the sideline. But it's so funny reading the comments to the quote, "We don't coach that," or anything else, evidently. You also don't coach quarterbacks or DBs. Does he coach anything, or is that quote not his job? Just everybody just hates Jeremy Pruitt at this point, right?
Yeah.
What's Jeremy Pruitt's approval rating right now? Has a drive been running that the last couple of weeks? What's it up to? Do we know? I haven't seen the tweets.
A few weeks ago, it was 50-50.
Yeah, but things have gotten pretty bad the last few weeks.
Yeah, they haven't ran it the last few weeks.
Now's the time to be running it. Now's the time I care. How many people are still in on this schmohawk?
Davey ran a poll that was like 50-50 if you were pulling for Tennessee to lose this past weekend.
Which, how did you guys feel watching Tennessee-Auburn play? How did you feel about the whole rooting for Tennessee to lose thing? Were you actively rooting for Auburn?
Yep. I'm being serious. I was.
You were actively rooting for Auburn?
Yep. I texted you. I was mad when we were up 10-0.
Because you had bet on Auburn? Like, that was your pick?
No, that's what I said on the show, but just – in general, like, what does a win over Auburn do for Tennessee in the long run? Nothing.
Draven, were you rooting for Tennessee or Auburn?
I was rooting for Tennessee. Okay. I caught myself rooting for Tennessee, honestly. They played pretty well to start. I was like,
were you mad after the game? Were you disappointed? Or was
I was kind of disappointed.
So you still found a way to get upset during the game?
A little bit.
I don't think I would classify myself as rooting for Auburn, but, like, I was just laughing during the game. And, like, when Tennessee went up 10-0, I was like, they're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to be, like, emotionally, like, disconnected from the team and just be like, cool, like, Eric Gray's putting on a hell of a performance here. Like, I'm proud of him. Oh, look, there's Velus Jones. He does exist. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, man, Jalen Hyatt looks great. Hey, Bryce Thompson, welcome back. Great play by you. Like, Bryce Thompson was balling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy, like, the positive things, but, like I said, when it was 10-0, I was like, we're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was 10-10 at halftime, I would have bet my life that Tennessee still found a way to lose that game by at least a touchdown. Like, no one thought Tennessee was going to win at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second half spread? Do we even know?
It was 6.5.
Yeah, like, I would have bet anything on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew. Like, but even with that said, like, Tennessee could have easily won that game.
Yep.
They drove down the field up and down on Auburn. It was ridiculous to see, like, you were moving the ball at will.
Gray averaged 8 yards a carry.
For three quarters, they couldn't stop you, and, like, you had 10 points. You basically held the ball the entire third quarter. Outside of Auburn's first drive, you held the ball for, like, 13 straight minutes, and you were down 7 points in that time frame. And what the hell are we doing here?
We had over 100 yards rushing in the third quarter and zero points.
You guys scored 10-0 during that stretch after you had the ball and, you know, ran for 100 yards, kept the ball for basically 13 minutes. Like, you... So I wouldn't say I was actually rooting for Auburn, but, like, I just found myself in the don't care portion.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't mad when Tennessee was winning. I wasn't like, oh, come on, Auburn. I was just like, well, if we win, cool. Like, when us only losing by 13 kind of disappointed me. My thought the whole week was like, if we get beat, let's just get killed.
Mm-hmm.
A 13-point loss doesn't do anything. It doesn't make anybody extra angry. Even though you guys scored 20, like, they had a 27-0 run on you.
Mm-hmm.
You jumped out to a great first quarter. You're up 10-0, and then next thing you know, it was 27-10. You're like, yep, that checks out. What about you, Cam? Were you rooting for Tennessee or rooting for Auburn?
I was rooting for Tennessee. Yeah. I always ride for the teams. But, yeah, I also wasn't, like you said, too emotionally invested to where it, like, ruined my night or anything. But, you know, I was like, oh, wow, they're playing better than I expected. Oh, well, here it comes. Yep, there we go. So, nothing too crazy, but, yeah, I wasn't actively rooting against him or anything.
Did you find yourself mad
when they lost? No, I was a little frustrated, but like I was like, eh, it's whatever at this point. Like
after JG threw that pick, I was kind of mad. I was like, it's just like you got to be kidding me, kind of thing. You know, it's like well, that's this again.
That's the one you can't be mad about. But it was just like, I mean, it's, you knew it was coming. He had two interceptions that should have been caught in the first half that he was lucky that Auburn just dropped. But I was like, you obviously saw the joke, but like that's what I thought watching it live. I was like, did he like buffer? It was like a video game where the controller went dead. He just stood there in the same spot for 3 seconds, staring somebody down. Like, and you knew the pressure was coming. He gets hit and he gets picked, and it's of course an interception for a touchdown. Of course, they take it back for a touchdown.
Yep.
I let out a long, hard laugh, and that ball was picked off. And then I started laughing even harder when he broke like past four of our guys who didn't even attempt to make the tackle. It just kept on going.
Yeah, it was a mess. I have disconnected enough to not let him ruin my night, so.
Yeah, I didn't get upset at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just went on about my business, turned on a movie, watched it, just moved on.
How do you think Eric Gray feels? After running it down their throats all game, and you still lose by 13.
Honestly, man, Eric Gray was destined to have failure, I guess, because his schools were Tennessee and Michigan.
Yeah.
So it's not even like he's looking at Michigan like, oh, I wish I was there. It's like they suck, too. It took them 3 overtimes to beat Rutgers. If I'm Eric Gray, I'm just like, I was destined to be a loser. Although if I'm Eric Gray, I'm like, hey, this one-year transfer rule next year for my junior year.
Snap, yeah.
That Florida team looks like they need a running back.
Oof. Just anywhere in the SEC looks like they could use an Eric Gray. Like, Eric Gray, I would think, could go anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Even Alabama.
I mean, I would think. I don't. I'm sure they have 5 stars, but I would think Eric Gray cracked the rotation for a 5-star freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Alabama and Georgia are going to have like talented running backs, but I mean, Eric Gray is. You already know what you're getting, and he wouldn't. Although, like the 1 year transfer rule, I don't know if that still is. That still going to work in conference? We always keep talking about this, but I still don't know if it's like actually going to. I still don't know if that'll actually work.
I think the conference would still have to approve it. So,
because I know like they're saying they're going to approve like 1 year transfers or one time transfers with no sit out, but I still don't know if like it'll be a free for all in conference. You would think they'd be like, hey, you can't necessarily do this, but who knows?
Speaking of one time transfers, how about our boy Grayson McCall this weekend?
Woo!
It gets me excited to watch him.
I wasn't very impressed with his performances.
Wow.
So I struggled a little bit with Appalachian State.
Well, they got over the hump. That was like, they're really like our defense. Florida of where like they just couldn't beat App State, and they finally got over that hump this year.
Yeah,
okay.
App State is a good defense.
App State had never beat App State in their entire history. Mm-hmm. So
that 60-yard run.
Hey, how about that pick six to cover it then? That was clutch. I needed that. Lord.
I was just sitting there. I was like, a pick six would be nice right
here. Yeah, I was like, I was with somebody and it happened right after. Shout out to Coastal.
That App State quarterback threw like 4 interceptions.
He's terrible. Zach Thomas is struggling. Terrible.
I don't want to talk more about Appalachian State. The team is trash. Those jerseys look nice, I guess, though.
They did look pretty nice.
How did you respond whenever you saw that Tennessee opened up as 11-point favorites?
Well, it moved up to 12, I heard. I heard the money's coming in on Tennessee right now. So 76% of the money came in on Tennessee.
Well, the thing is, like, Tennessee just, you should be able to just ride Eric Gray to a win here.
Yeah, but I don't know about an 11-point win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when.
Seemed a little much.
Didn't Vanderbilt's quarterback throw for like 300 some yards this past weekend against Florida? That Ken Sills.
Yeah.
Jeez, we still have to play Florida.
And Texas A&M, who's going to be wanting to make a statement for the college football playoff.
That may be the only bad thing about playing Florida at the end of the year. Is like usually it's out of the way by now, but now you're just like, oh, crap, they're still coming.
And it could be the last game of Kyle Trask's Heisman campaign.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, drop some numbers on us.
He's the Heisman favorite right now, but, I mean, there's still time for him to get past. But this would be his last opportunity there.
I mean, how confident you think we're going to beat Vandy? How confident are you?
How confident am I? Honestly, I think it's a 50-50 proposition.
I think we're losing.
You think we're losing?
I think we're going to lose, too.
I think we're going to lose.
You guys want to put on the board?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I want the points.
No. You said you're going to lose.
Let's get some points, Draven.
You're both saying you're going to lose.
Maybe like cut it in half it.
No.
Yeah. What about 7?
I would rather light myself on fire than give Tennessee a negative point margin with anybody. I wouldn't give points to anybody in the country.
3.5?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Wow, somebody's scared over there.
0.
Give you 2.5.
We're giving you 11 points.
I'm giving you 3 board bet wins.
Okay. Extra 11.5, but who's counting?
Just because you're even, dumb doesn't mean I have to be done.
He can't even give us
0. I'm not the one sitting here saying they're going to win. That's you. You're both saying that. I said 50-50.
Okay, we get 3 board bet wins if they win.
No.
Why?
Because you're
it's
both
still
saying,
11.5 points.
You're both saying they're going to win.
It is 11.5 points on both sides. You gave us 3 with the other 11.5.
No, not happening.
Oh, he's scared. He's scared.
You're scared.
I'm not scared. I'm just smarter than you.
What's the difference?
Between being scared and smarter than you?
No. I'm saying tonight's game, you gave us 11.5 points, 3 board bet wins. That's what the spread is tonight.
Uh-huh.
Cam just said, is it up to 12 or 11.5?
Somewhere in there. I'll double check. But
11.5.
Well, the first difference would be one's at home and the other's on the road. That'd be the first difference. The other difference would be I'm backing a 7-win team with Tom Brady versus a 2-win team with Jarrett Garantano. Let's see. Do I need to keep going, or are those reasons good enough?
I'm just saying. Sounds like you're scared.
What am I scared of? Of Tennessee? Sure. I don't have any comments in Tennessee. Yeah, like.
Sounds like you do.
You both sat here and said that Tennessee was going to lose. You both said 80%, right? Didn't you say 80%?
I didn't, but I feel
no,
like.
No, I said that for tonight's game.
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way.
It's sitting at 11.5.
I feel about 80% confident that Tennessee's going to lose to Vandy.
I know, but I feel like we should at least get 2-1 out of this.
Leave it alone. Forget I asked. It's like pulling teeth to get you guys to agree to anything.
I'm now. Let's take it.
Hey, okay, let's we'll take it.
Okay.
We'll take it.
All right. I'm locked in on
Tennessee. Hey, we're undefeated at betting against Tennessee this
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying.
Undefeated.
I will ride the balls of the big road victory.
Oof.
Woo.
I don't have any confidence in it, but if I'm getting 11 points, I'll take it.
John loves Pruitt. He wants him back next year.
I don't love Pruitt. I don't want him back next year.
It sounds like it.
Just admit it.
I don't. I don't. I'm just like, just checking how much you guys believe it. You sit here and you said you both think we're going to lose. I just want you to put something on the line.
Vandy has so much
more. I don't know if we're going to lose or not, but I want us to lose.
They have so much more to play for. They want to win the game.
They have more to play for every time we play them, it seems like.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the time we had Sugar Bowl berth on the line, they still beat us.
Yep.
Just for the record, I am not confident that Tennessee beats Vanderbilt.
It's for Derek Mason's job. Probably.
Well, I don't know.
I think the players still like Derek Mason.
I think they do too, but I think that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll play hard for him. Vanderbilt will come in and play harder than Tennessee.
Yeah, they hung with Florida for a minute, didn't they? For a little bit,
they were up 10-7, almost a half.
Well, they also didn't give up when they were down 21. Like they somewhat got back in the game. I mean, like they kept fighting.
They covered that. What was the spread? Like 32 points, something like that.
Yeah, and they probably feel pretty good about themselves. For the way they've played the last couple weeks, they're probably like, "Hey, we're close." And they're looking and saying, "Hey, we can beat this Tennessee team and get our first win." They're looking at Tennessee as a chance to get a win. Look, I'm not confident in Tennessee. I do not want to come across that way. I'm just saying I'll take the board bet. But I'm not very confident.
We're wheeling and dealing, Draven, over here.
Let's go.
I'm getting desperate is what you boys are getting.
Yeah.
You guys are taking 11-point spreads and just, I don't care about them at all.
We're undefeated against Tennessee, so.
We are.
That was a pick'em, though.
That was a pick'em.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you're giving 11 points here. Hey, you'll get it back for the Florida game. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys will get it back for the Florida game. Don't worry.
All right. Forgot about that one.
Where are you at on this weekend's game, Cam?
Oh, Vols will win.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll win by 11, but yeah, I think, like you said, they're just going to pound Eric Gray. And
if I'm Eric Gray, I'm like, hey, I don't need you to run me into the ground here anymore. Let's take it easy. Although, on the other hand, he's probably getting close to having, you know, he's got to be close to 1,000 yards, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would probably. Say. I think so.
I mean, I'd say he's at least at 800, right?
Yeah. He's got to be, right? I mean, he's tied for, I know he's like tied for the lead in like receptions on our team.
He's only at 650.
Really?
650.
Huh.
650, he's got 200 receiving yards. So, I mean, he's got
800 all purpose.
Yeah. 850 all purpose.
He leads the tied for the lead in catches, right? Or do you have that?
I don't know.
He must have had a lot this weekend then for him to be tied because it was Palmer, Johnson, him.
Well, he only had three catches, but he had the most catches on our team this past weekend.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Or at least most yards. I'm not sure if he's still up there with that, but he's
a
guy. Yeah, no, he's tied for most receptions on the team with 22.
You should be able to ride him to a victory.
Yep.
That third and long draw play finally worked.
Yep.
Glad to see that.
Would you rather pick right here? Who are you picking? Garantano or Bailey? Who's starting?
Garantano's going to start. Are you serious?
If you're going to start Bailey, though, this would be a game to do it, you would think.
We're going down.
The old vet.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cam, you got our picks from the weekend?
Yes.
Let's grade some of our picks this weekend. Anything else happen in college football? Like I said, Michigan survived, thank God.
How much were they down in that game?
17-0.
Yeah.
Let's pump the brakes on how great Shiano is. He blew a 17-0 lead to a Michigan team that was dead, all right? That Michigan team was dead.
And he played scared in overtime, too.
I didn't watch any of it. It was on the Big Ten Network. I didn't see a second of it.
Oh, well, Michigan got the ball first in overtime. Didn't score.
Or maybe I saw it. No, they didn't because, yeah, Rutgers settled for a field goal.
Yeah, but they literally just ran the ball twice, and then on third down, the quarterback just got the ball and laid down in the middle of the field
to
a 40-something yard field goal. With this is the first year their kicker – they got their kicker off the soccer team. This is his first, like, year kicking, and they set him up for a 40-something yard field goal with the game on the line. Of course he missed it, and then Michigan came back and won. Like, didn't even try to get any yardage from the 25-yard line. Just laid down.
What a loser.
ESPN ran a list about the coaching hot seats. About Tennessee, they say, Vanderbilt might not be the only SEC school in the state to consider a coaching change. Tennessee, however, is far less likely to make one, especially after rewarding Jeremy Pruitt a completely unnecessary 2-year contract extension before the season. Tennessee would owe Pruitt $12.88 million if it fires him this season. The total payout for Pruitt and staff would cost the school $19 million. Oof. The Vols are in free fall, dropping 5 straight. The recent revelation that 8 of Pruitt's 10 full-time assistants were the only athletic department employees who declined to accept a pay reduction to offset financial losses is a very bad look. Then again, Pruitt is only in year 3, and he has largely reshaped the roster and continues to recruit well. So why would Tennessee make a change now? Hugh Freeze.
Hey.
Several industry sources say Tennessee is the preferred landing spot for Freeze. Tennessee certainly could wait a year, see whether Pruitt improves the program in 2021, and then make a run at Freeze. But a poor finish, especially a loss this week against Vanderbilt, or a South Carolina push for Freeze could change the thought process. An industry source said, quote, Tennessee's always in play.
Mm.
Okay. So there we go. South Carolina, we need South Carolina to really want Freeze. We need Freeze to be like, hey, I'm going to go there. You better hire me. I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump. Anything else from college football that caught your eye?
What about in Indiana? Hanging in there. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Draven, little call out for me. I said Indiana is going to give him a game. Pretty sure you guys were all like, oh, it's going to be a blowout. Take the spread.
21-point leads twice in that game.
But it was 28-7.
Indiana had a chance at the end of the game. They did.
And then it was 42-21, right?
I thought it actually might have got to 35-7 at one point.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it was 35-7.
Pretty sure.
Congrats to Indiana for fighting.
I think it's more of an indictment on Ohio State.
Give them a game. I don't know if I'd say they give them a game. I mean, I guess. If you could say that giving them a game, that's
they were
fine.
Down by 7. They had the ball. They had an opportunity. Not even at the end of the game. They actually punted and then got the ball back and had another opportunity.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Ohio State was doing. Like, they're on their 10-yard line. Kick the field goal, bro.
Yeah.
You're up 7 with 4 minutes left. Kick the field goal. Go up 10. But you're right. They did get the ball and then immediately went 3 and out and got sacked and pressured and couldn't block them when it mattered.
Yeah.
But they covered and they looked at least somewhat legit. And if you're Indiana, you go out of that game feeling good about yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Allen with the post-game locker room speech, though. Like, hey, we didn't come here to lose close. We didn't come here to keep it close. We came here to win. I'm proud of you boys. You see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Don't give up on each other. I love you guys so much. That's kind of a psycho.
Well, you like that kind of motivation?
It's cool right now when you're winning.
Right.
It's nice when your coach loves the school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got some fighters in here, Hayden. I remember you being pumped up about that. Don't change the narrative.
What do you mean?
We got some fighters in here. That was when Pruitt said that after the South Carolina game or the Missouri game. You're all about it.
I did like that.
Yeah. Don't rewrite history, buddy.
Well,
how do we do this weekend making our picks?
All right. Hayden had Auburn 10.5, of course.
That's a streak, boys.
I swear
that's a streak. Actually, I had Coastal too. Let's add that to the tally.
I swear Let's Tennessee.
That's four in a row.
I swear Tennessee blocked that field goal that went in. I swear they got a hand on it from like 45 yards out and still found a way to curl in.
Yeah.
Two lucky covers for Coastal and South Carolina. Or Coastal and Auburn, excuse me.
Four in a row. That's a streak, boys.
Okay, so that was your college streak pick. What was his NFL pick?
Chiefs minus
one. I missed that one. But
so that streak, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about four in a row college football in a row. Two this weekend, Ole Miss and BYU the week before. It's the LSU game 4 weeks ago. That was a tough look. But we four
I feel
in a row.
Like you're almost about to cancel that one. You've almost made up for that one. You lost by like 50 points in that one. I feel like your point differential. You've been covering by the skin of your teeth. You've been covering by the skin of your teeth on these last like four college football games. And the last one you lost by 50. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit, especially when you had the Chiefs minus eight. They at no point had an 8-point lead in that game, did they?
I don't think so.
At no point were they covering. That was a wire to wire loss.
I'm talking about college football, not NFL.
And Draven had college. College was not good.
Keep that in mind as Hayden's yelling about the Rams.
Bad weekend for Draven. Oklahoma State plus 7.5.
What was that final score?
41-13. They got killed. Yeah. I didn't watch the game. Turned it. It wasn't even into the first quarter. It was 21-0.
I mean,
what is going on?
I think we've had enough evidence by now to know that like Oklahoma State, when they play Oklahoma, just
chokers.
Not going to win that game.
Yeah,
not really going to even keep it close.
Blow.
I just wish that they were still undefeated, that it would have like cost them something actually. Yeah. But did it cost them the big 12 lead?
Yeah,
Iowa State's winning the Big 12 right now.
What did I tell you? When we talked about the hot board, this is going to be Iowa State's first trip to the conference championship game since 1912.
They are 6-1. I guess Oklahoma and Texas are right behind them. Oklahoma State pretty much eliminated since they lost to both Oklahoma and Texas, right? They lost both those games.
Yeah, Texas plays Iowa State this weekend.
That's a big game.
Yep.
Iowa State looked good.
After all this, we could still end up with Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Or Texas, Oklahoma for the Big 12 after all this. Okay, so that was a beatdown, and your NFL pick was?
Miami minus 3.5.
And at no point were they up 3.5, were they?
No.
They were down the whole game.
I tried to tell you on that one.
Yeah.
You did. I told you when you made the pick that you were doing the Hayden.
I know.
You're just playing off of last week. Denver made you mad the week before, so you picked against them this week, and that's what happened. So you went 0-2. Okay.
Fell right into it.
So Team Haven's 2-2.
I'll take the credit for that one, even though the Chiefs were wrong. I told you about the Broncos.
Oh no, Team Haven was 1-3. Ugh, tough scene. All right, Cam, how'd you do?
I had Cincy / Coastal always. Cincy did not cover.
Cincy still won though, right?
Yeah, they won by three.
Oh, what a bad cover!
Yeah,
they got stopped on three straight plays from the 1 yard line, right?
Yeah, after the running back stopped at the 1 yard line to not score, and they realized, oh wait, there's too much time left. We have to keep like running plays. And I was like, really? Like he had a wide open touchdown.
And then he got stopped on the inch line. They ran off.
It was a bad beat there for sure.
That's unfortunate.
It was rough.
And they sapped the ball and he missed the ball.
I can't believe he sat down the 1 yard line. I was like, what are they doing? There's so much time left. And then they're like, oh wait, let's run three more plays. Yeah, bad on that. Then I had two NFL games.
What was your NFL games?
I had Falcons, which you could nullify because
you don't get to nullify.
You know, if you're smart, you don't bet on my personal team biases. But I gave you Texas money line.
You are so bad at picking the NFC South games, by the way.
I am bad at
picking. Say you know the NFC South. You're so bad at picking the NFC South games. It's all of your bias and fandom just rolled to one. Like you're so bad at it.
But Texas money line gave you that one.
What was my college game? LSU?
Yeah, the LSU.
Shout out to them. Minus 1.5.
That was good.
And my NFL games were what? Washington and the Titans. I said, you didn't have to write the Titans down, but I said, hey, Titans are winning. I said, Titans are covering that game. Oh, well, 3-0 for me.
We didn't go 1-3 this weekend either.
2-3? You want credit for Coastal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, 3-0. Wow, good job by me.
Yeah, good weekend.
Not bad.
Fantastic. You can talk about Joe Burrow getting knocked out, but like that was my whole take in that game was like they can't block Washington.
What was the final score in that game?
20-9. Mm. It was the largest NFC East victory this year. in a non-division game, yeah.
Wow.
They don't have very many of them, but yeah, that was the biggest one.
Washington to the title.
Wow.
Those bet recaps are brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off. You might not even need the discount, though, if you follow my three picks. 3-0. Good job by me. Big brain. Show's best handicapper over here. CraftAxeThrowing.com. Located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Walk-ins are welcome. Go throw some axes this holiday weekend. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on FANRUN Radio. East right now, Cam, in terms of seeds.
Man.
Four?
Yeah, I was going to go four at
three.
Least. Three? Four at least.
The Bucks, the Sixers. Rolling. Who else?
Celtics.
That wasn't Pittsburgh. Not worried about them.
You really think that the Hawks are better than the Celtics?
Yeah, absolutely.
As we sit here right now,
please note, I just said I wouldn't say that just yet. I'm waiting. I would if I had to like pick, I would probably give the Celtics a slight edge. But I'm just saying, let's not just pencil that in yet. That's all I'm saying.
I'll say it. We're better than the Celtics.
I don't know if I like this. We just talked about your NFC pick, your NFC South picks. I don't. Let's slow down a little bit. I'm just not penciling it in. I mean, I gave you the two teams I'm penciling in.
We got those fresh non-bubble legs.
The Nets. Don't forget about the Nets.
Yeah.
Okay, the Nets. Okay. There's three. I'll put the Nets there.
Wait, so who are you penciling in?
The Heat. The Heat will have a better regular season. The Heat, there's four. Okay, so there goes home court advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, don't need it.
Five. We the five seed. Pacers, get them out of here. Magic, get them out of here. Yeah.
Raptors.
They lost Gasol and Ibaka. Good move by the Clippers to salvage and get Ibaka.
Mm-hmm.
That's an upgrade over Harrell, I would say. Lakers probably should have went after Ibaka
instead
of Harrell. But either way, five seed. Okay. Five seed sounds good.
Locking in three.
Five seed sounds good. What are you shaking your head about, Draymond?
They'll be lucky to be a seven seed.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And they're going to get swept in the first round.
Name six better teams.
I'll take my chances as a seven seed. I'll take my chances at 17.
We'll get swept by the Bucks.
Go up against the Sixers. Capella, you guard Embiid. It's fine. Ben Simmons, you just shoot from the outside. That sounds like a great matchup. The Hawks created some good offensive weapons. We signed some offensive shooters, buddy.
We're dropping 150 a game.
Gallinari and Bogdanovic catching passes from Trey. It's about to be a problem.
That gets me going.
I am worried about your Heat, though, Hayden.
Why?
They didn't do anything to improve.
Putting the fire out.
They lost Crowder and Derrick Jones. That's pretty big losses.
Don't worry, they got aging Goran Dragic.
I just feel like the Heat. They'll still be fine, I guess. But like, I mean, you hope that Bam and Hero get better, but they didn't really improve.
They re-signed Leonard.
Ooh.
What are they doing with that?
I don't know.
2 years, $20 million.
They gave him $10 million a year.
To
sit on the bench.
Lord have mercy, really.
Yeah. To not be playable against good teams. I don't know what they were thinking there.
Got the Achiuwa guy, Hawks though. That's gonna take Crowder's spot.
The Hawks might have passed the Heat.
They definitely did.
That's possible. They just got
with their signings. Absolutely. Their team just blended pretty well.
Lakers got a lot better.
Yeah, Lakers did get a lot better. Oof.
Lakers got a lot better. Anything else?
The
Hornets.
I mean, there wasn't really. Yeah, I'd say Hornets got Hayward. That's probably biggest name.
You
arguably,
must be lucky to compete with the Hornets. That's the right comparison.
That's where you're putting
not
us.
Not the Heat and the Hawks. Hawks Hornets.
Oh
my God.
I agree on that.
In the East.
Yeah,
that's what's going to be happening right there.
We're closer to the Hornets than who?
The Heat or anybody
four
or above. That's what it's going to be. Hornets and Hawks.
That's
battling
absurd.
For the 7 and the 8.
That's
who
absurd.
Gets swept.
What a terrible take.
That's absurd.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
17 Celtics is what's going to happen.
There's no way. They still have Jason Tatum.
Oh, okay.
They lost Gordon Hayward, who, by the way, didn't even hardly play in the playoffs last year. Missed a lot of games. Didn't seem to hurt him too bad. They still got past the Raptors, didn't they? Last time I checked.
Oh, wow, they beat a Raptors team.
Oh, don't you? Don't you undersell the Raptors? Well, they were good.
Yeah.
They were good last year.
After Pascal Siakam had his talent stolen by the Monstars.
Yeah. Man, it was useless in that series.
You know, I said the Hawks 5 seed. That's reasonable.
I got 4. I'm locking them in at the 4.
5 seed's fine.
The Heat signed Avery Bradley.
That's good defender.
He's a good defender.
He's a good two-way player.
The
Lakers literally talked about how big of a loss he was last year.
Yeah, as they steamrolled through to the championship. You're right. They definitely missed Avery Bradley as they were playing better basketball than they did all year with him there. You guys are right. They really missed Avery Bradley as they steamrolled to a title, only losing one game each round of the playoffs. You're right. They really missed Avery Bradley.
Whoa. Heat took him to 6.
Yep.
Okay.
Heat took him to 6.
Okay. Well, it's 3-1. It was a foregone conclusion, but you are correct.
If we had Dragic, you know what I mean? Who knows?
You had Dragic in game 6, dummy.
Well, I mean, that's only one game.
You got beat by 40 points in game 6.
That's only for one game, though.
He played games 1 and game 6. You got blown out in both of them.
Jimmy was either. was tired from game 5, putting the team on his back.
Did you not see that picture with him like bent over?
That was in game 5 when he was bent over, when he won, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he was so tired for game 6.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they lost.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Hayden. I'm with you on that one.
Okay, I just can't wait.
I mean, what if the Hawks don't make the playoffs? What do you
guys don't know if they will.
I don't know if they will either.
I will board bet you all that right now.
I mean, we're not going to know. It's going to be next year.
So, I'll board bet it right now. Hawks making playoffs.
Yeah, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Hawks don't make playoffs.
I don't think
lock it in. Hawks make playoffs.
Who's your team?
I don't have a team.
You can come over there.
He's coming to slay.
What is that a problem? Yeah. If anything, it's better because I'm more objective. Unbiased. Yeah. I don't have I have an opinion.
Yeah.
I just see how it is, and the Hawks are not that good.
How many Hawks games did you watch last year?
He didn't watch any.
Nobody even has watched any Hawks games really the last years.
There's nobody left on the team from last year that's any good. I mean, that you really need. Like, there's only like 4 guys. It's a completely different roster. Watching last year wouldn't have mattered. I'm glad I didn't watch any games last year. Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.